Now, tell me about your father.
City Counselling on 95BFM, our weekly chat with the good people of Auckland Council.
Auckland, along with the rest of New Zealand, has recently moved to orange. There have been some major shifts with this. Notably, we have seen the return of large events in New Zealand in both indoor and outdoor spaces. We are also seeing the first international visitors to come to New Zealand as tourists since the travel bubble opened up from Australia last year before being shut down due to the Omicron pandemic. Today, I have spoken to Pippa Coombe from Auckland City Council about what these changes mean and what we're looking for the future of the events and tourism industry. Before that, though, I spoke to her about the rising crime rate in Auckland City Centre, first asking her how we got to this point.
Well, I think there's a whole combination of factors that have really been made worse, I think, by lockdowns and having fewer people in the city centre and fewer eyes on the streets. And it's just made an environment that has felt a lot more unsafe and also encouraged antisocial behaviour. So it's kind of a combination of different factors, but I think we're on the upside again.
Are there any movements that Auckland Council are looking to make right now, considering making the city a safer place?
Well, there's a few things working in concert. So the police have been stepping up their patrols at the city centre and targeting some of the hot spots, particularly around Fort Street. And council's also been working with police about how we can do things to improve the perception of safety, for example, like the design of shared spaces, so they feel and they're more safe and they don't encourage antisocial behaviour.
There have also been a lot of calls recently for a permanent police station being put downtown after years of stations being moved between different places throughout the city. Do you think that this sort of permanent police presence would have a positive effect?
Well, what I've heard from the area commander is that having a bricks and mortar police station isn't really a good use of resources because that's not how modern policing works. Like, the police are far more mobile, and also victims of crime are far more mobile. So, you know, people have got access to their own phones. They can contact the police really easily. The police can do enforcement and surveillance in lots of different ways. So the days of people kind of running to a police station and talking to someone at the desk it's not how it works anymore. But I can understand too, from say city centre residents who want to see a physical presence because it gives a sense of assurance. So, I mean, I think the police need to respond and to sort of explain how they are putting more resources into the city centre so that people do feel safe, because it is a big concern. You know, we want people to come back to the city centre. We don't want there to be an upswing in crime, of course, and, you know, we don't want people to feel unsafe. So it's important that we've got the right combination of resourcing from the police and a council response too.
I mean, just considering the way that Auckland City and a lot of cities around New Zealand really have been moving towards a format of a space that is built around walking and public transport, will it still be easy for police to be able to manoeuvre these spaces in the future?
Well, I think what's been shown from international experience is that more you put space over to people and places that people can hang out, it actually makes it easier for emergency services to respond. They can get into these places easier because they're not blocked by traffic and parking. So I think it's a win-win. And also the good thing about making our city centre more attractive to people is that it will bring more people into the city centre and make it a more desirable place to live, study, work, play. And that's exactly what we're trying to achieve for Auckland City Centre.
That serves as quite a good sort of segue onto my next point, talking about how we may be seeing a rise in tourism throughout Auckland and New Zealand in general. Is there anything that Auckland City Council is looking to do to kind of bring in new tourists from Australia and eventually the rest of the world regarding any events or ways to make accommodation in Auckland better for these international visitors?
Well, there's a few things happening there and a few ways that council can support. I mean, council doesn't directly, of course, control hotels or incoming flights, but what we can do is make Auckland a really attractive destination. And this is a bit of a watch this space, because there's about to be quite a campaign launched about how we're bringing people back to the city centre in terms of events and light shows and things that people will want to come and see. It hasn't quite been announced yet, but I think it's going to be quite exciting once we get to that point. And also, you know, things are going to change too, and things like the students coming back. You know, I think it's from the 4th of May, students are going to be back at Auckland Uni in person. So they're going to be really welcomed back to the city centre, and that will be great news for everybody, I think.
Through that, we're also likely to see a rise in the events industry after 8 months, roughly, of not having any industry to make their livings off of. Are we seeing any sort of like movements towards funding for the events and arts industries right now?
Yes, so there's a whole package of funding that was made available before the last lockdown that kind of got put on hold when it wasn't possible to have in-person events. But that's still available, and the details are on the Auckland Unlimited website. So I know it's been really hard for the events and creative sectors. So there is funding available and that can be applied for. So hopefully we'll see an uptake in that. And also there will be, you know, things coming back on the calendar, like we'll have Makariki events, different festivals happening. You know, Pride are going to do some events right throughout the year, not just waiting for their major programs next February. So I think we're about to sort of see an explosion of different reasons to come back to the city centre.
Have you been speaking to many of these event managers? Because I think that a lot of people are quite curious about, like, which trends will stay from the kind of era of lockdown events and going out with people with the picnics and the outdoor events, especially regarding winter and COVID cases that could arrive during that time. Is that anything that we're trying to prepare for?
Yeah, well, this is all part of the recovery plan that a team from council are working on, and it's a kind of cross-council collaboration. But that's hopefully, you know, next time we talk, I'll be able to provide a bit more details about what's proposed.
Is there anything else that you would like to quickly touch on for our listeners?
Well, it's Earth Day today, and I'm thinking of events. There's a 350 have organised an Earth Day down at Aotearoa Square, so that's a reason to come into town today, and I'll be heading to that this afternoon. I think there's information on Facebook. It's on from 3 till 6 p.m, I think.
That was Auckland City Councillor Pippa Coombe on the crime rates in Auckland, as well as the tourism and events industry that will be soon returning to Tamaki Makaurau.
Have you tried mindfulness? Try mindfulness.
City Councilling on 95 BFM.